You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all breaking.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's racing. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:45 a.m. with Mick Norton, Andy Holding and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Good racing to look forward to as well. It's Challow Hurdle Day at Newbury. We also have racing at Doncaster, Kelso and Southwell on the domestic front, and two meetings over in Ireland as well. Another great day of action in Leopardstown, and a good card at Limerick as well. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio, it's Kevin O'Malley. How are you, Kevin?
I'm very good, Mark. Very good. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Season's greetings to you and
all of that stuff.
All that stuff that goes with it.
And festively plump.
What a great few days of racing we've had, though.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, it's everything you could expect from a meeting. I was saying it earlier. The only horse I've really missed is Hurricane Fly from Leopardstown.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not quite the same meeting without him, so we'll have to get used to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we did see a couple of the stars of yesteryear, if you like, bouncing back as well recently, in the likes of Sprinter Sacra. Fleming Star even came out and won again. It's been one for the old boys, hasn't it?
Yeah, and even Q Card in the King George. Yeah. He had a season in the shadows last year, and he's roared back to form this season to win the King George from Vautour, and it was another brilliant race. So yeah, it's been really enjoyable stuff.
No surprise to hear that the Monday jury focuses around some of the stuff that happened on Boxing Day and around the Christmas time, and we'll get stuck into that now. The first question, how do you rate QCAR's chances of landing the £1 million bonus with Gold Cup Glory?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot depends on how the race pans out on the day, who turns up, and indeed what the ground is going to be like. I mean, QCAR's stamina has improved seemingly from the operation he had to sort out a little issue he had, and he's been seeing out his races a lot better, certainly over 3 miles. And if the ground came up good at Cheltenham, you know, you could definitely see him seeing out that additional 2 furlongs. But I just think that the more sterner stayers, the likes of Don Polly, who were really absolutely certain to be really suited by the test of the Gold Cup, it could just be his undoing. But it's very difficult to envisage three horses beating him home if he does get there in one piece. But yeah, he's got a big test ahead of him, but it's nice to have a horse, considering how, you know, the £1 million bonus was disregarded by many, wasn't it? So it's nice to see that a horse actually goes to the Gold Cup in line to win it.
Yeah, if there was one race that could trip QCard up there, I would have said it was probably the testing trip in the Gold Cup, because he's yet to prove he does absolutely stay that far. So, and he's got horse in there, like you mentioned, Don Polly, will just stay all day, won't they? So,
exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Good to see him back in good shape, though. Observations, please, on some of the others who contested the King George.
Yeah, well, you know, Vautour really stamped his class on the race, didn't he? He travelled like a demon. He jumped really well. There was none of that jumping out to the right or out to the left like he did at Ascot. Mullins was absolutely sure that he would iron out that problem, and he did. And, you know, it's easy to forget that Vautour is only a 6-year-old, so to run so well and stamp himself in a race like the King George in the way he did, you know, they pulled 13 lengths clear of Alfair off, and he was clear again of Smad Place. So my only observation really would be not to give up on Vautour in terms of winning a King George in the future, because if he can, you know, work on his stamina a little bit, he was only 150 yards of stamina shy from winning a King George quite impressively. So, you know, maybe next year or the year after he can come back and put that right.
All right, on to the third question. Do the whip bans incurred in the Rousing finish trouble you in terms of racing's rules or profile?
Well, it's a funny one, and what it ultimately comes down to, Mark, is money. Whether so much at stake. I mean, the first thing that everybody said after the race, it was nothing to do with the whip, it was how good a race it was, and that is what it ultimately comes down to. I think the rules do need to be changed, because you're going to keep getting instances like this. I mean, the fact that you can hit a horse 7 times in a 5 furlong race, but you can only hit him 8 times in a 3 mile chase, something does need to be done. And I don't think it would cause horses to lose the race necessarily. If they did alter the rules, all it would do is give the jockeys more of an incentive to think about what they're going to do tactically and ensure that they don't go over the limit. And it would just mean that you don't get rather embarrassing situations like this where the rules are just being completely disregarded in favour of winning a valuable race, and rightly so in many ways.
All right, something a little bit more positive. The performance of Faheen, very impressive on Boxing Day. He's now odds-on favourite for the Champion Hurdle. 4-5 with us at William Hill. Do you agree with that?
I do. I mean, if he was 4-5 on the day, given the current look of the race, would you say he's a value price? Absolutely. You know, he's 4-5 probably to get there on the day, and if he does, then he's going to win and win impressively, because he's just an absolute machine, isn't he? You know, that we all thought that air of invincibility had been lifted when he got beaten by Nichols Canyon, but it was reported subsequently that he was about 35 kilos above his ideal racing weight that day, which is a lot, really. And he obviously stripped a good deal fitter at Kempton, and he absolutely destroyed his rivals.
Very impressive from Faheen. Did it surprise you that Sam Twist and Davis rode Old Guard rather than the new one?
No, he's stable jockey to Paul Nichols, biggest stable in the country, the most successful stable in the country. And, you know, just no, basically. You know, he's stable jockey to Paul Nichols, and he rode Paul Nichols' horse, and that's it.
Fair enough. Final question, do you do Kempton novice winners Altior and T42 strike as potential festival scorers?
Well, T42, he loves Kempton, doesn't he? Mm. He's a serious novice, and he seems to be quite straightforward in what he's done over fences so far. The RSA is shaping up into a really strong race so far this season. There seems to be quite a lot of horses coming to the fore in that particular division. The horse that I do like, and I've liked him all season, is Altior. I think he's about 8-9 to 1 for the Supreme. I'm guessing he's around about that mark, and I think that's a pretty fair assessment, because he's really impressive. He's a really imposing type. He jumps for fun. He travels really well, and he finds plenty, and that's probably just about the most we've seen him find in the finish. He really stretched away from some pretty useful rivals, and he's got more than a touch of class about him, and he's definitely worthy of his position. I think we've just seen 8-1 there with William Hill for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, and he's more than worthy of that based on what we've seen so far.
8-1, second favourite behind Min, who's 4-1 and made a massive impression on his hurdling debut, didn't he?
He did, but it's all a little bit of hype, isn't it? It's a big hype train behind him, and yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of questions to answer, and you know, he might be up to it, he might not be. We'll see how he goes.
All right, well, that's the Monday jury for another week. Anything else caught your eye over the last few days before we move on to Tuesday's action?
Well, no, I mean, it's probably worth noting that Off Whelan's Boy, who was taken out of the Welsh National in its current state, is obviously they're going to take a look and see if they might run him on the night. I think it's the 9th or the 8th or the 9th of January.
Yeah, 9th.
Now that they've got a little bit more time to let him recover from his last run, it's obviously a very grueling race, and the long-term target is obviously the Gold Cup. But a race on the 9th of January would give him plenty of time to recover from that in time for March. So, you know, it's a very tempting thing off his current mark. I can't recall off the top of my head, but it's somewhere in the 150s, and he's potentially very well handicapped. So it'd be nice to see Off Whelan's Boy line up in the Welsh National as a Gold Cup contender of the future.
Yeah, Rebecca Curtis mentioned the Welsh National on the back of his victory,
and the race just came a bit soon.
So yeah, yeah, it'd be great to see him line up, because he looked good. All right, well, let's leave that there. Let's get stuck into Tuesday's action. Kevin's got four races for us, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at two races at Newbury and two races at Leopardstown. So we'll go through the race at Newbury first, then move on to the stuff of the Irish Sea. The 1:25 at Newbury is where we start. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and, almost 3 1/4 miles, the Mandarin handicap chase. A field of 8 for this year's renewal. Who do you like in there, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm a speed ratings man, and I found that a few of these, particularly the likes of Henlen Harry and Amidon and Belmont and even my selection Cloudy Copper, they're not really been imposing themselves on the clock, but I've long thought that Cloudy Copper is capable of winning some decent races. He just hasn't really been having the rub of the green in his last 5 runs for Jonjo Neal, but he ran well behind Bob Ford at on really, really testing ground at Foss last time out, and he's a horse that really stays well. He pulled well clear of a pretty useful yardstick in Witchwood's Brook, and Bob Ford is going for the Welsh National next time, and he's pretty well fancied for that. So Cloudy Copper's got a pretty good opportunity. He's carrying top weight here, but I think he goes there with a pretty solid chance, so I'll just go just about side with Cloudy Copper for that race.
Cloudy Copper. Then the selection for Kevin in the 125 for the big race at Newbury is the 2 o'clock, and this is the Challa Novices Hurdle, a grade one event over 2.5 miles. Might be a big race, but it's only got small field, three of them in fact, for this year's renewal.
It's crazy when you think, you know, it's a grade one race. There's 22 grand on offer for the winner, good prize money in behind, and you know the trainers have only seen fit to take a lot of horses out of it. You know, it was a well entered race, and only three go to post. But they are a very select field. I'm pretty sure Barters Hill will go off favourite for that. And he's an unbeaten horse for Ben Pauling. Ben Pauling has been making giant strides in the training ranks, and this horse is pretty much at the fore of his achievements so far. He really good bumper form. He won the Grade 2 bumper at the entry meeting in the spring, and he looked really, really good in his novice hurdle debut at Huntingdon, where he won by 14 lengths. So, you know, he's a fine big chasing type for the future. He's only a baby. He's only a 5-year-old, and I think the other two will do very, very well to beat him. So I'll stick with Barters Hill for that race.
Okay, Barters Hill tied his name to a pretty good list of novices that have won this in the past, the likes of Parlour Games and Takanda Sue and Fingal Bay and so on and so forth. On to the good stuff over in Leopardstown. Two more grade ones to come from there on Tuesday. And we start in the 155, which is the Neville Hotel's Novice Chase. A grade one over 3 miles. Four of them in the lineup for this one. And No More Heroes is going to be pretty short here, I imagine.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a short price here. I mean, I think he's a Gold Cup horse of the future, this horse. And he's done absolutely nothing wrong so far. I mean, just in terms of a little bit of value, Monksland is another really admirable horse. And he likes Leopardstown. I mean, he won the Christmas hurdle over three miles here back in 2012, beating Zaidpur and So Young. And we didn't see him then for a couple of years, but he came back 2 years later in the same race last year, and he finished only 5 lengths behind Lieutenant Colonel and Jetson. So we know he stays 3 miles around here really well in testing ground, and he was brushed aside quite readily by No More Heroes over 2 miles four at Fairy House last time out. But you know, this is probably a pretty good opportunity for Monksland to bridge that gap a little bit over the further trip, so you might just have a few quid in him in the hope that he can bridge that gap and maybe even nick it, you know, just beat him over the 3 mile trip. But No More Heroes, to all intents and purposes, he too looks like he wants a 3 mile trip, so it's an interesting race for sure. Maybe one more to watch, but I'll just go with Monksland just for a bit of value.
All right, take a chance on a bit of value in Monksland then. And the final race we look at is the 2:30 in Leopardstown. This is the Ryanair Hurdle, a grade one contest over 2 miles. It's a race that Hurricane Fly won four times in the past. Willie Mullins has two in the decks here. I don't think Arctic Fire will run, given that he ran on Monday, but Nichols Canyon is the one to start with anyway. The horse that lowered the colours of Forheen on reappearance, and he looks a real prospect. What do you make of him here to follow in Hurricane Fly's footsteps?
I think the race is set up nicely now for Nichols Canyon, isn't it? He's a class apart from these. Windsor Park is a festival winner, who won a couple on the flat after that. So he's a very smart horse. But you know, you wouldn't blame him for improving for this run. And you know, especially against Nichols Canyon, who's hard fit and has already had a run. Identity Thief is respected, of course, but I think Nichols Canyon might just have a little bit too much class for him in this. I would have preferred it if Arctic Fire would in this race, because I think he would have won this race.
Yeah,
because he's got that really potent blend of speed and stamina, and I think he probably would have beaten Nichols Canyon, who's high up in the Bettingfield Champion Hurdle. He's a very classy horse in his own right, and you know, the race is just cut up ideally for him. Windsor Park is a worthy adversary, as is Identity Thief, but to all intents and purposes, Nichols Canyon he's got the form and he's got the ability to win this and win it quite nicely, I think.
All right, let's have a quick summary. If you'll spin us through your selections for Tuesday one more time.
Yeah, in the 125 at Newbury, I'm just going to go with Cloudy Copper to build on his run at Foss last time out for John Joe O'Neill. And only three runners for the 2 o'clock for the Challa Hurdle. I think Barters Hill should be able to continue his winning run for Ben Pauling. And the 155 then at Leopardstown, you know, it's only a four-runner race. No More Heroes is likely to win the race. It's going to be a very short order. But if you want a little bit of value, then Monksland could be in a good position to bridge that gap, especially over this slightly longer trip. And then later on in the main race of the day, the Ryanair Hurdle, it looks just ideally set up for Nichols Canyon, who should really win this race.
All right, good stuff. Superb work, Kevin. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Tuesday.
Cheers, buddy.
So there you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Tuesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:45 a.m. Mick Norton, Andy Holding and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. Good racing at Newbury, Doncaster, Kelso and Southwell domestically, and a couple of good cards over in Ireland as well. Leopardstown and Limerick. A real good Tuesday to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.